Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Spring is here, and as the days get longer, the tempers at the Capitol get shorter. It happens every session at about this time, and it's as predictable as the seasons. Yesterday, we talked about the fact that elections have consequences, and those are now playing out in real time in Helena. On November 4th, Montanans went to the polls and elected strong Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate, or at least that's what everyone thought. On closer examination, it became obvious that Republicans had a numerical majority, but not an ideological one. There were enough moderate Republicans elected to give the working majority to the Democrats, and by extension, to Governor Bullock. That's because groups of moderate or liberal Republicans in both the House and the Senate were willing to join with Democrats to pass the governor's agenda. And it went further than that. There were even threats to join with the Democrats to elect liberals as Speaker of the House and President of the Senate. The Senate avoided that minefield by appointing liberals to several key committee chairmanships, which allowed them to control the agenda. The House, on the other hand, took a different approach. The Speaker stacked key committees with conservatives, but gave the Democrats six so-called silver bullets that supposedly allowed them to get bills out of committees with a simple majority vote. To the Democrats, it was assurance that their favorite bills would at least make it to the floor for a vote. The Republicans then countered by sending bills out of committee with adverse committee reports, which then require a supermajority to pass. Democrats went ballistic, and they weren't the only ones. The so-called responsible Republicans, whose agenda closely mirrors that of the Democrats, went ballistic as well. And for the past month, they've joined with the Democrats on key votes to push the governor's agenda. To use an old adage, the tension in the House chamber is so thick you can cut it with a knife. Republicans feel sold out by 11 members of their own party, as Democrats with their newfound working majority feel emboldened and in charge. A perfect example is the recent expansion in Medicaid spending. As a necessary component of Obamacare, the state would spend approximately $250 million a year of federal dollars to provide health care to somewhere between 27 and 45,000 Montanans who earn less than 138% of the federal poverty level. A similar bill failed last session, and Democrats made it a key part of their agenda. Republicans vowed to kill the bill, saying that 10% of those dollars would eventually be paid by the state, and that they would do everything in their power to block the implementation of Obamacare. They also cited the fact that the federal government is borrowing $500 billion per year to fund programs such as these, which is immoral because it saddles future generations with debt over which they have no say. The moderate Republicans once again joined with the Democrats to pass the bill, which caused World War III, or was it 4 or 5, on the House floor. In any case, legislators who campaigned on lower taxes and lower spending are getting neither, and the governor is laughing all the way to the bank. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.